can keep in line. Everything's fine. You got all that you need. The Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper, October 9th. This is episode 108.
Curry and the Keeper.
And hello, my queen of the WWJD.
I was just thinking, what? Hi, I'm hello.
Oh, hi.
Hello,
babe.
Hello.
How you doing? Hey, babe. Hey.
I was just thinking, what does WWJD stand for?
Well, it used to be, what would Jesus do?
Right.
And now it's walking with Jesus discipleship.
Yes.
And
very good.
Cheers me now. Cheers. Now that I have all the answers.
Ooh, look at you. You're all.
I'm all what?
You're all jitty with it.
Well, someone has to bring the energy.
Yeah.
So it's cheers. Late. We're recording late. Cheers, babe. Smell this. You're going to like this. I think you're going to like it. Don't tell me it has to open up a bit because it's been open for hours.
Okay.
Here we go.
Yes.
Yes,
you know what? I'm shying away from really heavy reds anymore, where I used to like a really heavy red.
You were actually Cabernet girl when I met you.
Yeah, and I'm kind of like, maybe I'm heading back to Merlot.
So this is an Augusta Vin. It is the Petit Verdot, or Verdot, as we say here in the Hill Country.
Verdot?
Yeah, V-E-R-D-O-T, Verdot, or Verdot. And this is from our local, this is from our friend here and who has Augusta Vin.
Yes.
It's from 2021. I do not know where I acquired this bottle. Maybe from the wine club?
Yes.
Possibly? Yeah, that will be right. Okay.
I would think so.
Well, they don't give away crap in the wine club.
No,
they give away good stuff. Yes.
They don't.
And thank you for drinking with me.
You're very welcome. Before we continue, I just want to give a shout out.
Shout out.
Big, big happy birthday to Craig Weinberg.
Oh, woo-hoo! That's right.
Happy birthday, Craig.
Yes, he turned 40 something.
He's young. Oh, he's like 38,
baby,
I think.
Baby.
He's young. But yes, it was his birthday, so I wanted to make sure I wish him happy birthday.
And before we continue.
Should do a birthday segment.
Well, now there you go. We do a little song.
Yeah.
Before we continue,
yes,
we want everyone to know we have been praying so hard morning and noon and night for everybody in Florida, and also not forgetting the people in Western North Carolina. We know a lot of people. By extension, we know a lot of people. And it is, man,
I know.
All we can do is help. With some finances, which we've been doing through the church, which has been fantastic. Yes. Bridge Church has been sending a lot of money to Samaritan's Purse.
Yeah, they did
Purse.
A special collection on Sunday, and they were able to send a really hefty sum. We are praying for Renee and her husband, Mike, and her whole family. Her daughter, Hannah's with them, and their dog, Buddy, and I think his mom.
They're in a shelter, right?
They actually left their home and went to a shelter because the hurricane is hitting, as we speak, Sarasota, which I think is just...
South?
North of their house, very close by. So they have a fairly new house, so hopefully it'll withstand it has impact resistant windows, hopefully in a hurricane constructed roof, but it's the water, the storm surge is going to be huge. And so we've just been praying. Renee was supposed to go on our hiking trip, and she obviously could not get out of Florida because she's so far south, and to drive, she didn't want to get in her car and get stranded on I-75 or I-95, which is on the east side. And then,
because you lived there for 15 years in Florida?
So yes.
You know what this is like, what these moments are like.
And you get on these highways and you are going 20 miles an hour because it's packed, jammed.
People are running out of gas and all kinds of horrible things like that.
And she didn't want to get stranded. Her original plan was to drive up to Jacksonville to drive in with Anamika. And she was too far south. And we are also praying for Teresa and her husband, Carl. They have a condo down in Fort Myers, and their condo was destroyed in Ian 2 years ago, and they just redid everything. And so she said they prepared as much as they could, that they took everything up off the floor. But I mean, if water comes through, it's going to ruin her drywall again, her cabinets, her furniture. Because she's on the first
praying floor. For better things.
Praying that God things. Will just shear the intensity off
and
of
we
this
will
thing.
Keep we will keep thinking and helping people in Western North Carolina, because you know that often that is always like, oh, that's yesterday's
it's gonna
news.
Get overshadowed,
that's
correct.
Yesterday's news. Oh, now we're over here, and there's still people. I mean, I've
missing
I've got got boots on the ground. They're, you know, sending me reports. It's not over there. No. It's not over by a long shot. No. People have been without power for almost 11 days
now. I know. So just please pray. Just pray that everything, people are safe. Yeah. So tomorrow morning, bright and early, 5 a.m., I'm getting picked up to go be taken to the airport for the big hiking trip. So,
Yay!
So I'm not bound by a soft-sided bag. So I pulled out the big guns. I pulled out the medium suitcase.
The medium? What? The medium? That's normally a two-person job. Who are you?
I know.
Who are you?
But you should see me. I'm so organized. I have my packing cubes and I have post-it notes in each packing cube because it's separated by stuff.
This is for this. This is for that. And you've got your mess kit and everything.
Yes. Yeah. I've got everything like camp, hiking stuff. You know, clothes for Gatlinburg because we're going after the hike. I'm very organized.
For going out after you're done?
Yeah.
Partay?
Yeah, when we spend a couple of days. But I was thinking, how did I do this last year? Like, I was gone longer and I stuffed that goofy puffer coat.
The puffer coat.
Like, how did I do it?
The puffer coat isn't all that big. What did you take last time? Do you have a small suitcase?
Yeah, I had that carry-on that I was holding with my hands. That's why I was so miserable because I was carrying that heavy thing. And
yes, we all remember. Yeah. Yes, go back to whatever episode it was and you can listen to that too.
It was a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yes, we're all set. So there'll be six of us and three, Anamika, Rosalind and Christina are all driving in.
This is the Blonde Squad plus Trisha. You know, people need to catch up with your hiking group.
Yes.
And you're with the Explorer Chicks. That's the group that you're going with.
Well, and a lot of these women did 75 Hard with me 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And then after 75 Hard was done, I said, hey, who wants to go hiking? And a lot of people signed up. There was six of us last year. And then...
But new this year is Dame Christina Pearl.
Yes.
She's
yes,
new to the
she's
group.
She's number seven.
And she's going through the hazing process.
Yes. Yes. She's being initiated.
We're going to short sheet her bed.
We're going to stick her hand in warm water while she's sleeping.
Yeah. Cool. Wow.
We'll be shot.
Wow. How old are you?
Shaving cream in her hand and touch her nose.
You guys. You know it. You're just as bad as men are.
Yeah. So I head out tomorrow morning and I'll be back on Tuesday.
Just in time for the next show. That's all that matters.
Yes, according to you.
Just make sure you're here for the next show.
Yes. Yeah.
So we just got back from an hour and a half at the church.
Yes.
And this is the Walking with Jesus discipleship course.
Yes. Yes.
This was the introductory lesson, and Pastor Brian is doing it at our church.
It was the first lesson. It was the first lesson in a series of four. There's going to be four blocks.
Four.
Yes. Yeah. And four lessons per block.
I don't know about you,
but
I loved it. And what a blessing Pastor Brian is. He's young. He's
early 40s.
He mm-hmm. and his wife, Naomi, and their three great sons.
Yes.
Three sons. Sometimes it seems like it's eight. I'm sure they would agree. And they came in from Tennessee. It's about a year ago. No less than that.
Oh, no. It'll be a year coming this December.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And wow.
He's been such an amazing addition. I wish that they would offer this online.
When I was watching this, I was like, I can package this up. This can be a video. I mean, that's exactly what I was thinking. Like, this is so
maybe
good.
So good. You'll have to ask to see if they filmed it.
I'm sure they recorded it.
Yes, because they could certainly package it up.
Yeah.
He is so good.
Yeah.
He's so engaging and so... just energetic. And I mean, the love of God just flows through him.
How would you categorize what this is so people understand?
Well, this first section is about teaching us about being disciples, of going out and sharing the good word. That's what it is. We just, you know, we have to be obedient to God, but we have to go out and share it with other people.
Well, and a lot was first, just what is a disciple?
Right.
You know, he went through some of my favorite bits, like the word Christian only appears three times in the New Testament.
Where disciple is over 260 times.
Yeah.
Yes.
And what it means to be a disciple and just going through it's like really basic stuff.
Yes.
But wow, is it good to hear that?
Yes.
Just like let it soak in.
Yes.
And then we have a workbook, which it's interesting because the workbook, the way it's set up is it has phrases and scripture. And there'll be an open box.
Yes.
And they'll put it up on the screen with the words you are to fill in the box in green, which seems like really, you know, like grade schoolish.
That's but how you retain knowledge.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, that's exactly. Because you're writing it down like, yes. Oh, I'm never going to forget this. Yeah. I remember this.
What was your one takeaway from tonight that you got?
I actually wrote it down. I wrote it down and I don't remember right now.
Mine was obedience. You know, that you can say you're a Christian, you know, you can say, oh, I've been saved. I got baptized and, you know, Jesus is my savior. But if you are not obedient and walking in God's word, then.
Like the multiplier. This is almost towards the end of what we were talking about, but I mean, I wrote down exactly what was most important to me, and I'm glad I wrote it down because I can't remember right now because I'm frazzled.
Must have been really important.
Okay, I don't need this from you. This is not fair because I came in right away. I did the spreadsheet, got everything going, and my brain switched.
You've had a very busy day today.
It's been a little busy. I had a great God chat with my friend Hans.
Yes.
Been literally saved. His life has been saved. And we've talked about him briefly.
Yes, when we saw him a year ago, August, he looked like he was on the brink of death.
Yeah. Yes. And he got into a program and that's very faith-based. And wow, it's transformed his life. And it was so lovely just because I said, man, when I talked to you, was it maybe a year and a half, almost 2 years ago? Because we went last summer. So it was...
It was probably about a year and a half ago.
Mm-hmm. He literally says to me, I'm dying.
I know.
I'm dying. And he's astounded. Doctors, friends, family, everything. You know,
is he still on a scooter or is he graduating?
No, he's walking.
Oh,
he's walking.
Praise God.
He's looking at buying a house with a garage for you so he can, you know, get his car in and just walk right upstairs. Oh, no. He says, I don't know how much longer I have, but it sure is longer than I had before.
Oh, I'm so happy. Happy.
Yeah. So it's just been a day of like mind-blowing goodness, really, all the way through,
It really has been. Yeah.
No, I'm waiting for you for the next cue.
Well, I wanted to go back to last week and the title of our newsletter.
It's okay.
Did you read it? Yes, I did. Okay.
Yeah, I'm just the producer, but I do read the newsletter.
No sugar, please hold the caffeine.
Yes, this was. Yeah. First of all, it was a great newsletter because it had a fantastic picture of my wonderful.
We'll get into that.
Okay.
We'll get
all
into
right.
that. I know.
Shut
I
mean, people down. Were like, be quiet. Like, what does that mean?
People were like, "Whoa, that's perfect looking." Mm-hmm. No, but we went out and had one of those fancy wine paired. Dinners with our friends Andre and David at Vaudeville, which is one of our nicer restaurants here, one of our favorites that we enjoy, and they hold these wine paired dinner events, supper club.
Yeah. Seven courses, small little dishes, all art.
Yes, all art, but beautiful, and the taste is amazing, and so it's very, very rich. And what do I usually eat every day?
Beef.
Yeah.
And an avocado.
Yeah.
And butter.
And butter.
And that's about that's it.
And eggs for breakfast. That's pretty much it.
Maybe some bacon. Yes,
so, of course, I'm not going to go to this event and just order
avocado and some beef? No, because there's an actual chef there who's doing it. This is Yes Chef, Heard Chef.
It's a specially planned seven course.
They only have like 30 seatings, I think, or 30 people at a time.
It's not big.
Very small.
But down to the cutlery and the tables.
The menu, the little menus.
Everything is just the attention to detail. Everything is just done perfectly.
It's a foodie's paradise.
Yes. And so, of course, we started with a glass of champagne. You know, Tina's not drinking much these days. And so then we went on to the first course and then had a glass with that. I think there were six courses.
Seven
courses with dessert.
Mm-hmm.
And so, of course, we had wine with every single one.
Little glasses, small glasses, but still. And by the way, perfectly paired.
Oh.
Like really paired perfectly with every single taste.
Yes.
From the oysters to
this is definitely a treat for us because we're foodies.
Yes.
We can appreciate things like that. And they presented things that I would not normally order or eat.
And certainly not make ourselves.
Yes.
Ever.
Yes.
Ever.
Oh, no.
Ever.
Andrea would. I wouldn't.
Andrea could probably do some of this. Yeah, for sure.
And so when we left, I wasn't feeling tipsy and I certainly didn't feel overly full where sometimes, I'm doing the Bill Gates and.
Yeah, no, I was, I guess I wasn't keeping an eye on you. I'm like, yeah, you can take care of yourself. You're fine.
Which is really unusual because usually you look at me like, Tina.
Tina, easy does it now. Easy does
it. And usually I just rebuke you like, I'm fine.
I'm okay. Don't worry about it. My name is Bill Gates. I'm Bill Gates. Yeah, Microsoft. Clippy. Clippy. But no. But it was also a long evening. So these little glasses of wine, you know, they paired nicely. You couldn't really get drunk off of
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it was probably maybe a 2.5 ounce pour. It wasn't. Yeah. But anyway, so I got home. Oh, no. And then at the end, we had dessert.
I was still full, though. At the end, yeah, I was nicely full.
Yes, I wasn't uncomfortable.
No, which when you say, I'm full, it's like, oops, yeah. She's had too much.
No touching her tonight.
Yeah, that's about it.
So, I ordered a decaf Americano.
Yes, I had a cappuccino.
Mm-hmm. And so I drank what I thought was a decaf Americano. And so we ended up coming home. We got home relatively early, maybe 9:30.
Yeah.
Got ready for bed, da 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 da. Went and lay down wide awake till 4 a.m.
And I was.
You were out. 4 a.m. My eyes are just like saucers.
You actually got up and watched television.
Right. I did. I got up and watched an hour and a half of television.
And I didn't hear any of that. So you were very quiet and I was very out, obviously.
And so what happened was it was the combination of all the sugar, because the sugar and the alcohol, the sugar and the carbs, and throw on a caffeinated Americano and it's a recipe for disaster.
And I'm not going to blame anybody, but I'm pretty sure that it's just too risky to, if you really can't have caffeine at night and you don't have to drink any more caffeine at all.
No.
It's really just not worth even ordering.
I'm bringing my own decaf coffee on the hike. Yes. I am with my own scooper. I'm bringing it because I can't. They're probably not going to have.
Do you have your own French press? You're bringing.
I'm hoping they have at least something like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But yeah. So yeah, it was up till 4 a.m.
Poor girl.
It was. I was miserable. And we had something to do. What was that on? That was Thursday. Happened on Friday? I don't remember what happened on Friday.
Didn't we have David and Karen over?
No, that was Saturday.
Oh.
I don't think we did anything on Friday. No, we didn't do anything on Friday because I was like, I can barely function.
It's never a good day when I say, good morning, Holy Spirit. And you go, good morning, Holy Spirit. I was up until 4. I'm like, okay.
Careful. The lesson learned, never order coffee anywhere.
No, because if you want decaf, no, it's just too dangerous.
It's too risky. It's too risky. Because it affects me so profoundly now.
Did it ruin your entire evening and experience?
No, I loved it. I loved every minute of it. I just wish I would have. And I think I took two melatonin gummies too.
You've been hammering the gummies.
I'm up to 3 now. I think pretty soon we'll be 4.
You need a whole bag pretty soon. But they work, right? They work pretty well for you.
You know what? I'm starting to build up a tolerance for them, so I may switch it off.
I don't know. I don't know if you really... Well...
Yeah.
You might not need them on this trip. You'll be outdoors.
I'm bringing them, though, just in case.
Of course. You'll be shivering.
Yeah. I'm not going to be 40 shivering.
Degrees. It'll be 40 degrees.
That'll be nice to sleep in that.
Well, we sleep in 65, yeah, which is kind of
it'll be nice to sleep in that. Yeah. So, but yes, and then on Saturday, we had David and Karen over, which was great. We made a great bevette. They have never had bevette. That's a nice low-key evening, having them over.
The pit boss... I'm getting pretty good at the pit boss.
I'd say you are. You and Jimmy. That you and Pastor Jimmy exchanging pictures. Yeah, pictures. So he sends you a picture of his closed grill.
And I'm let me show you mine open. Look at this. I got some beef on it, man. It's smoking. Look at it smoking. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are definitely in the pit boss
That's your new love affair with your
fan group.
What do you love so much about your pit boss?
Those
sexy pellets?
Just the idea that it's wood, you know, it's wood pellets, but it's burning wood, and there's more of an experience to it. You can smell the hickory, and
when you start it, the smoke that comes off of that grill, it's like I think our house is on fire.
Right. Well, this is how pellet grills work is because you have a little burner cup down below, and it's just a heat probe that's in there. So the pellets fall in and it starts to heat up. But that smoke that's how fire starts, basically. You get smoke and then all of a sudden the combination is enough smoke, enough oxygen, enough fire. And then you literally hear
And then you have to clean that? Have you cleaned it?
Yes, I have already cleaned it once. Jimmy says about once a month. I'm probably going to do it every 3 weeks. In fact, this weekend when you're gone, I'm cleaning it again because of our the meal we had the other night, which had a lot of fat on it.
Well, and they grill a lot. They grill a lot. Yeah. But it's only the two of them.
And by the way, hamburgers, your smash burgers, man, there's so much fat coming out of those. I mean, after a smash burger, I almost have to clean the grill. It's crazy.
The second batch of K&C, the ground beef is way more fatty.
It's good though.
It's juicier for sure. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you're loving that.
I am. I'm very nerdy. It's very manly.
Yes.
Yeah. Pit boss grill.
It was busy between Thursday and then Saturday. And then on Sunday we had the Japan royalty come in, and then yes. Monday, and then today. Yesterday I took all day to get ready. Today was busy. And then I leave tomorrow and I'm exhausted.
But wait. What day did I turn into a total a-hole? What day was that? Wasn't that Friday? I had a bad day.
I don't remember.
I had a really bad day.
You weren't that bad because I don't remember. It's not in my notes.
Yes. No, it's in my notes.
But we talked about that last week when I said you were really snippy when I came in.
Wasn't that the week before?
Yeah. We talked about it on the last show. You were snippy.
So that was on Tuesday then?
It was Wednesday because I put it in my notes.
On Wednesday.
Yes.
Yes. The enemy got to me. I don't know what was going on, but that was, I don't think it was Wednesday.
Were you snippy again?
I can't remember.
Oh, big news though.
Oh.
You cleaned your studio.
But it was the day I was cleaning my studio.
Oh.
That's the day when I got all snippy.
Were you snippy at me?
Yes. Don't you remember? I started off in the morning. I'm like, go away. Just leave me alone.
Oh, that's right.
I told you.
I was teasing you because I noticed that you put a little bit more in Phoebe's bowl. And I go, oh, what are you doing there? Looks like you're putting a lot. And you looked at me and you go, go away.
It wasn't quite like that.
Yes, you did. You were go away.
Okay. I understand you received it that way. It's not exactly how I said it, but I was also surprised. And the WWJD this evening literally made me think of that.
Really?
Like yes.
Being mean to your wife? Pastor,
yes, exactly. Pastor Brian even talked about it. So that minute you think you're about to blow up at your wife, he says, and then the Holy Spirit will come in and then Jesus will take over and then you'll just calm down.
That's because something else happened and I walked away from you.
The same day.
I didn't even write it down.
I remember because I was cleaning up the studio and I even prayed about this. I'm like, okay.
Oh, that's right. Because I came in and I said, I don't want to fight with you.
Yes.
And you said, I'm sitting here praying. Like, I don't know. Like the enemy is coming at me.
Yes.
I don't remember what it was.
No, I was cleaning up. And then you came in, you went into the box that I put stuff in that I didn't want to look at. It was just to keep.
Oh,
and you're
that's
like,
right.
But this is good stuff. I'm
yeah,
like,
it was the challenge coin.
And then you're
boxes.
Like, where are your challenge coins? And I was so focused.
You're like, get out of here. Get out of my studio. I'm sick of you. That's what you said to me.
I think I said verbatim. I'm sick of you. Get out. I think that's exactly what I said.
Okay. I was like, I started crying.
No.
Tears started going down my eyes.
You went, and I'm like, you're snippy. And then you prance out. You're snippy. And you prance out. And then I tried to come in and talk. And then you're like, you are wrong.
Oh, no. So you apologized to me, but then you were like, I'm sorry.
And then I blamed you. Yes, I know. And then you look at me and said, apology accepted. Don't you dare blame me.
No, I said, you sit there and you apologize, but then you turn around and you blame me. So I went, I did.
And then I had to walk away and I went to pray. I'm like, help me, Lord Jesus.
The Holy Spirit helped me discern that. He's apologizing, but he's still complaining.
Literally came into my studio. I'm like, I'm praying God, please, Jesus, please, Prince of Peace.
Right.
Help me. What is wrong with me? The enemy's got me. I must have been here praying for 10 minutes. And then you came in right after that. I said, I don't want to fight.
Yeah, that's what I said. I don't want to fight about this.
And then we kissed and made up.
Yeah. You were kind of mean though.
Yeah. No.
You were stressed. I haven't seen you this stressed lately. You were stressed before that, we talked about that on the show.
Yeah, there's
and
just
typically
a lot.
You are like, you're like, you are balanced.
Well, there was so much going on, and I was, you know, I was receiving so many messages from North Carolina and Tennessee, and I'm trying to figure out what's going on. And, you know, amidst people going like, they controlled the weather, you know, it's like all this stuff. And I'm just like, ah, you know, your head just starts to hurt a little bit. And then we've got this election. We've got, you know, less than 3.5 weeks. And, you know, this is, and I'm just like, we're going through this whole cycle again. Everyone's going nuts. Everybody's going nuts.
This is really a heated election.
Everybody is spun up and freaking out about.
People are freaking out that Kamala Harris is going to get in office.
There's a lot of
people are freaking.
I'm getting people telling me, "Wow, man, Tina's like she doesn't like Kamala. She's posting stuff on Instagram. Like, okay, it's pretty clear that you don't like her." And like, I can't. I don't control
what
my wife.
At least I'm true to my word. I never liked her. I never liked her from the get-go. No. And a lot of people never liked her. Now, I don't even want to get into this. Anyway, speaking of politics, I forgot.
I still pray for her.
She's possessed.
You know, this was a hard one. Let me just, about being spun up.
Okay.
So it was Monday. We had a nice glass of wine at Augusta Vin with Sir Mark and Dame Astrid, who are from Japan and, you know, big supporters of No Agenda, very interesting people. And we were there with Pastor Jimmy and Dame Annette, and it was, you know, really nice. But we had just heard that there had been, well, that was the day before, but there was a shooting at a church in Burnett,
about
Texas,
about an hour north.
Mm-hmm. And everybody was kind of freaked out about that.
Yeah.
And, you know, so just all of that. And then turns out, the next day, this guy made it up. It totally didn't happen. I mean, he had made up a story about two guys, one wearing a turban.
Who put a big rock against the door so the congregants couldn't
get out.
To
block everybody. And was completely made up. And then the next morning, I said, with our little morning text, I'm like, so we are to forgive this guy? This is a hard one for me, you know, but we have to forgive him, ask God to bless him and heal him from whatever's going on. But I was like, this is a little challenging for me.
Yeah. Like, because he scared a lot of people. And it scares people to go to church.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what Annette brought up. Mm-hmm. Like, it makes people frightened to go to church.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of crazies out there. Yeah. But I forgot, Friday, I went to see Vindicating Trump with Karen. We were the only two people in the theater.
I think I talked about that on No Agenda.
Granted, it was
11:30. Not a lot of people going to the theater.
And it was basically a puff piece for Trump. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was a puff piece, obviously, by Dinesh D'Souza.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And I mean, he portrayed him like completely innocent of everything. The one thing that I learned, though, was how easy it is to manipulate the ballots. How somebody could print get the form for the ballot and print it off themselves. And then you can go and for a certain, like a nominal fee, go and buy the voter rolls.
Mm-hmm. And then print off as many ballots
and so
as you
that
want.
Was, that was the thing, but yeah.
Now, it doesn't make you feel very safe and secure in what's going on.
Not at all.
God already knows the answer. He knows the end from the beginning.
That's right.
So it's already in the books. I pray that this is our time. Things will change. If we need more shaking, we're going to get more shaking. So whatever it is, we'll just, as Matthew West says, don't stop praying.
Keep your eyes
keep
on Jesus.
Keep on banging on heaven's door.
Keep your eyes on Jesus for sure. Mm-hmm. So you want to talk about the Japan royalty that came into town?
This was the Japan royalty, who are extremely famous architects and receive awards. They were in Houston.
Yes.
For an award. They drove out here just to see us.
Which is really kind.
Now, of course, they've known me and I've known of them for almost 17 years, you know, the entire length of No Agenda. And it was just really nice to be with them. I mean, Sir Mark, he has stories.
He's really, really funny.
And he has kind of that dry British humor about
stuff. He's full of life, though. He's definitely full
of
life.
Very much so. Yes. Very much so.
And they're kind of yin and yang.
Totally.
You know?
Oh, totally.
That's how they make it work, because she's very different than he is.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
And so that was just kind of the... Because they never met you, although we've met over email and stuff, because we were supposed to go to Japan, but then COVID happened. And so then we had them. So we had our the drink at the vineyard.
No, Sunday night we went to Jack's.
That's what I said.
House.
Yeah, that's what I said. I'm already on Monday.
Oh,
and then they came talk to about our house.
How, no, but on Sunday when we had dinner there, you asked if we could pray. And they, of course, you know, we all held hands and we prayed. They were very gracious.
Oh, yeah. I think Astrid said, we're not there
yet. We're not quite there yet, yes.
Okay. Oh, I'm like, okay, there's opportunity. All right.
You pull out your Bible.
Hello, let me tell you about Jesus. Let me tell you what's going on.
Yeah.
And so then they came by here Monday night and you had, actually, you seasoned your tri-tip in the morning. And with your patented espresso
rub. It's a recipe. I've shared it with a few people who reached out.
I call it your patented rub. And I was a little intimidated, honestly, because I didn't want to screw this up. I have not done a big hunk of meat.
About 4 pound tri-tip.
4 pounds, yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's big thing.
And I was worried because it looked like it had a lot of fat on it.
Yeah.
And I was concerned.
It did, because that all went into the grill, trust me. And it took about 2 hours. I did it low and slow, 220 degrees.
Baby, it was a beautiful work of art.
It was really thanks to the probes, because the thing has the probes. You get the internal temperature.
Yes.
And I was flipping it around. Of course, I flipped it around and got a whole bunch of spots on my shirt. And
I came in like a little bit. You're like, spots again.
When will I learn? I need an apron when I'm doing that stuff.
I'm going to get you an apron.
Didn't I have I had an apron. What happened?
You did. And even when you eat, you need an apron.
I need an apron. I just need one of those COVID shields, you know, it just goes all the way over. Maybe a hazmat suit
with a hole in it. When you eat.
Yeah. I'm very good at spotting myself.
You are. And you're just like, buy another shirt. I'm like, oh, we just got this shirt. We'll just get, buy another one. I'm like, no.
No. All right. So if you subscribe to the newsletter, and you should, because that's where we tease everything. There were a couple other things in there that we needed to discuss.
I got two requests for the recipe too. Roslyn requested it, and Julie asked, "What kind of meat is that?"
Yeah, and it's not just, you know, you need the man who knows how to cook it.
Well, you need the woman who knows how to prepare it.
No, I gave you that props right up front, and then you need the man who knows how to cook
it. But then you need the sides to go with it.
Okay, it's all about the sides. You did potato, and you did. You have not made these glazed carrots.
Yes, I have.
For me,
yes, I have.
Not they weren't like this big. These were big carrots.
Yeah, but
you got these at Natural Grocer, didn't you?
No, I got they're organic at HEB. I got the organic ones.
They were huge, like Bugs Bunny ones. Like with the thing
on the
back.
They were so good. I mean, glazed carrots.
Yeah,
it was so good. Easy. You just cook them in butter till they're soft and add brown sugar.
Yeah,
and then you add salt.
And then the sorbet.
Yeah.
Oh, and then the wine that you were like, wow, I don't like this wine.
It was too heavy.
Which was a Lebanese wine.
Yeah.
I forget who gave that to me.
Yeah.
But it's like, I don't know if we can get that anymore.
It was too heavy.
Maybe the last time we'll be drinking Lebanese wine.
It was a nice visit. It was really, really a very nice visit. Yeah. And I think that they enjoyed Fredericksburg.
Yeah.
And then they went off to Austin and probably was in for the shock of their life.
Well, they had stayed. No, didn't they land in Austin? I can't remember.
No. They went to Houston.
Right.
They did the AIA, American mm-hmm. Institute of Architects.
Something like that. Yeah.
And received, they were keynote or they received an
probably
award?
All of the above. I mean, if you look at, they've done like the Fender building, the Cartier building.
Oh yeah. They're phenomenal.
The Emperor's Bookstore. I mean, it's unbelievable. Yeah. They've been doing it for 35 years.
Phenomenal.
So they've been around and they told us I never heard the whole backstory. The whole backstory is very interesting. How they even wound up in Japan.
Yes.
So it was great. They were good people.
Yeah. Cause I was grilling them like, well, what time when did you get there?
So and, tell me about
and
this.
And I asked her, I said, do you speak mostly Japanese in the office? And she said, yes, they do. Yeah. And she spoke to him in Japanese one time across the table.
To Mark?
Yes. Oh,
yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Probably like, hey, look at these. Just be quiet. Don't talk about that.
I wish you'd stop talking.
Could you be quiet now?
No. That's and funny. So, no, what they did is they flew into, he was in Chicago and then he came down from Chicago to Houston. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She came to Houston. Then they flew to San Antonio, got a car.
No, San Antonio? I thought they flew into Austin.
Oh, yeah, was it Austin?
Yeah, I think Austin. It's Austin.
And then, Austin. And then drove to Fredericksburg, drove back to Austin. And we're staying a couple days there. Then they're going to San Diego. Then they're going back to Japan.
Okay, right.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. Anyway.
It was fun. It was very nice to meet both of them. Yes. And it was nice that we went to Augusta Van and we wanted Pastor Jimmy and Annette. We just fold them into our, we like folding Pastor Jimmy and Annette into our life.
And especially because, you know, the four of us are going to go to Japan.
Yeah, and Annette called me out. She called me out. She's like, we were supposed to go to Japan, but somebody canceled on us. I mean,
right in front of them. Thanks, I know. Thanks, Dame Annette. Good work.
She's always throwing me under the bus. Honestly, goodness. Just like she said, I didn't think that she was going to keep that secret. Yeah. She's always throwing me under the bus.
Or how she says, Tina doesn't listen in the Always Booster.
Yes, I did.
Living up in a down world.
I boosted them twice in this last show.
I saw it.
Yep. So take that, Annette. Oh, well, let's see. I think we talked about everything on.
I thought there was something else in the newsletter we had to talk about.
Your love affair with your new grill. Yeah, we got that. But boy, that is a handsome piece of meat. That's for sure.
I mean, doesn't that just look perfect?
It looks.
I mean, I gotta make sure Texas Slim sees that so he can critique me. But I think he'll like it.
Oh, he'll critique you. Hey.
Oh, here it comes.
What?
Hey?
You got the green bubble disease. You keep getting kicked out of our group chats.
This is, I think...
Just get an iPhone.
No, I don't think... So I was talking to a friend of mine from New York, Steve Leeds. He's the guy actually that hired me at MTV, and we still stay in touch. And we talk music business stuff, and I forget what it was, but I said, oh, yeah, I'm talking to you on a flip phone right now. Talking about, I don't know, technology, whatever. And he says,
can you use your headphones or do you have to actually?
Yeah. He says, you know, that's what all the hipsters are using right now. I said, I knew it was the new Flex. He said, yeah, that and cassettes.
Oh.
So you kidding? What? He said, oh, yeah. All the hip kids are walking around with Walkmans that aren't really Walkmans anymore, but the, you know, some Chinese knockoff that looks like the Walkman. They're carrying around cassettes in a cassette carrying case. Cassettes is what it's at. People are using.
They actually are still making those?
Yeah, oh yeah. Oh yeah. Someone told me that, I think Taylor Swift even released an album on cassette. Yeah.
Gotta be like Tay Tay.
Yeah. So now the gold records that are hanging in the garage that have little gold, audio cassettes.
Maybe we can open those up.
There's no tape in them. And by the way, I have taken those gold records out. They're not actually playable.
Oh.
No. It's all for show. It's fake news. Yeah. It's completely fake news.
It was interesting because when Mark and Astrid showed up and they came through the back of the house or the garage, they immediately stopped and had to look at the wall of fame. I know.
It was like 100 degrees in there because I've got the new Bitcoin miner
in
there.
Oh my gosh.
Which sounds like a jet airplane. Like,
I'm afraid that thing's going to start on fire. No, I thought I saw sparks coming off of it.
I'm doing...
You go, we mined $7 today.
We did. We're doing like 110 terahash, baby.
Value meal at McDonald's with that.
Now, of course, we have it in Bitcoin, so it could be... $70 in a week.
Yeah, this is
or
true.
70
Although
cents.
I'm looking at this chart.
Yeah. It's not looking very good right now.
I was like, whoa.
I know.
What happened?
I don't know. Bitcoin does what Bitcoin does, I guess. It's what it is.
Yeah.
See, what else did I have on the list here? I lost twice from Willie. Although we played outside. It was very nice. It was so beautiful.
I lost twice and I had to cut his nails. You played outside.
Yeah. There's tables out in front of Java Ranch.
There is now?
There's always been tables out in front.
Really?
Yeah, maybe two or three tables.
Oh. So and people walking by were like, hey, Adam Curry.
Oh, they're like, who's winning?
Oh.
And I'm like, not me. Keep moving. He beat me badly the first game.
He spanked
you. Yeah, like, whoo, 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 whoo. And then the second game went all the way to the end, but he still beat me.
Yeah.
Yeah, good old Willie.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's fun, man.
So what are you going to do while I'm gone?
Well, so tomorrow, right after No Agenda, I have a bro date with Pastor Jimmy.
Yes, Annette helped arrange that.
Yeah, Annette was like, I need him out of the house.
No, she didn't.
I need to do admin stuff and he's in the way. I need to move him out.
So she goes, I need to do my study. And I'm like, well, you're going to Bible study tomorrow.
Study? What study?
The Bible study. Oh, okay. She's joined our Bible study now. Mm.
No, so we're going to, you know, I mean, we see each other regularly, of course, and, you know, church and other
functions.
But
you haven't had a bro date.
We haven't had just a sit down together. We got lots of stuff to discuss.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Friday, I have an interview with The Verge.
The Verge.
The Verge is doing something for podcasting.
Okay.
So some background around podcasting.
Okay.
Then Saturday, I think it's just going to be me and Phoebe chilling.
Oh.
and we may just watch Netflix.
Okay.
You know, like, I don't know.
You'll prep and then you'll...
Something with motorcycles or cars.
Oh, sounds riveting. Yeah.
And then I'll just prep and go to bed and just have some beef and that's it.
You know? Yes.
When you're not here, it's literally beef. I get some of those potatoes, drop them in water.
There's some in the cabinet, so you're all set.
Oh, you got beans in there too?
Yes.
Beans is big on the menu when you're gone.
Glad I'm not around.
That's why Phoebe's like, she put her paws over her head. Oh, no, not the beans. Oh, not the beans. She's here, of course, in the studio, by the way.
She's out.
You notice how she just comes now when we're walking
into
the studio?
Yeah, she loves being with
us. We're going in the studio. Okay. And she gets in her
bed. Now when we come home, she comes out of the studio happy. Like, yeah. Oh, you're home. Where before she wouldn't even get up.
Well, because we're almost never home now. We keep leaving. She stands there looking at us. Okay. All right. We didn't even leave the lights on for her. She was just in the darkness of the house.
She's out. That's all she does is sleep. She's out.
No, she was quite lively.
All right.
Today
so then on Monday, you're going flying with Mitch?
I have to text him back, but he texted me like, hey, we can go here and here and play golf. And then he texted me, right? I haven't responded to him. He's like, or we can go shoot out there. I'm like, okay, now you got my attention. So I think that'll be Monday because he has Mondays off. And then you're coming home on Tuesday.
I'm coming home on Tuesday I expect a meal, nice meal.
Okay. What time are you home?
I'll let you know.
I need to know exactly because, you know, this is where I can screw it up. Be like, and you come home like, I thought it would be ready and on the table. And like,
And you're like, I'm still defrosting it.
No, that's never happened that way. No.
You're like, I'm at HEB. I'll see you when I get back.
No. None of this. You're so mean.
And then... And then Wednesday we have the second course, second class of the WWJD, and then we go right into recording, and then we have a busy. And then it's the big no agenda meetup on Friday.
Is it Friday already? The 16th? Oh, the 18th. One in front?
Yeah. 18th. No, it's the next Friday.
It's the 16th, not the 18th.
It is.
It's the 18th. I'm sorry. You're right. It's the 18th. It is the 18th. You're right.
And then we have
December 16th is the Adam Curry Booster Graham Ball Live at Antone's in Austin.
Yes.
That's what the 16th is for. That's December 16th. October 18th, it's No Agenda Meetup with Curry and the Keeper. So everybody's welcome.
What?
And go to noagendameetups.com. You can get all the information.
Wait, do I have that on my schedule here?
You better.
I have Adam Curry's Booster Graham Ball on the 16th.
It's going to be hot, baby.
We should probably spend the night there.
Yes, we have to spend the night there.
All right, we'll have to.
So Phoebe will, I'll have to book Phoebe her exclusive suite.
Yes, her luxury suite, basically a box with a gate.
Oh, man.
Away from the other dogs.
So not a god shot, but there's just something that really hit me today.
Yeah, honey.
That as I was, let me see, what was I? I don't even remember what I was reading, but, you know, when you're saved, this is like, I put a box around it on my remarkable tablet, which by the way, I have a new pen because that one broke again.
Yeah, this is a design flaw.
It is a big
design flaw. I wonder if Annette uses her remarkable. You should ask her.
I will ask her.
Maybe you can take her
pen. So since we've been saved, we're not afraid of dying.
No, I'm not.
Because we know where we're going and we know we're going to be hanging out with a whole bunch of cool people in heaven.
Right.
And I thought this is really the most awesome thing about being saved, because the fear of death, this is a tool that is used by governments, the culture, life in general.
Yes.
Is people are, when you live in fear of dying, it's so easy to control you. That is the tool of the enemy.
Yes.
And this morning, I put it all together. I'm like, because I'm not afraid of dying. They can't control me that way.
It was the
you
version. It was the devotional today, wasn't it? That's what it was.
I wrote it in my
letters to God notebook.
See, so I just, it was like a revelation to me, like, because I'm not afraid of dying.
That Jesus Christ died for us, took that fear away from us.
But because I don't have that fear, you can't control me with fear.
Yes.
If you don't do this, you're going to die. If you don't take this, you're going to die. If you don't do that, you're going to die. Oh, I'm not afraid.
No, so I'm not. Like, I mean, I don't want to die. I would like to live another 25, Maybe
don't put a number on
25 years,
don't
maybe
put a number on
just,
it.
I don't want to be, I saw this man at the post office yesterday. Yeah. He was completely older man, completely bent over, like walking to his car. And I'm like, I don't want to be like that.
It's all right. That's when I put the pillow over your head at night. It's like, baby, you don't want to be like, you don't want to be like this.
Remember when we were flying to Europe and Dr. O'Leary was like, you know, your blood's kind of thick. So you need to get up and walk around on the plane. And I turned to you and I said, look, if I have a blood clot and I'm have an aneurysm or yeah, I'm out, you better put a pillow over my head. You promise me.
I promise I'm not going to live like that. I promise you right there in her office.
Take me out. Rather be with Jesus.
Anyways.
I'm with you. I don't have the same fear. I don't. It's crazy. I don't have the same fear. And a lot of people have that.
But that also sets you free in so many ways. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid of you. I'm not afraid of the stuff you're telling me. You know, all kinds of things can happen. Okay. And if it happens, it happens.
Yeah.
We don't have to be reckless, but we can keep flying.
Yeah. You know, and Julie and I were texting about that. Let me see. Let me pull this up real quick. We were talking about, hold on. We're talking about, she said, she and her husband, we are praying the blood of Jesus over here on various things. And I just said to Ben, I love being a fundy. I really do.
A fundy?
She goes, and he almost choked on his water, but I do. I can't believe I know the truth of Christ. I go, never heard of fundy. What is fundy? She goes, oh, slang for fundamental, like fundamental Christian, which I used to think of such a bad thing. And now I wear it proudly. Huh. And I'm like, oh yeah. And I go, you know, it's so interesting because Annette is always telling me stories about how people start off so gung-ho when they become a Christian only to completely fall out of it. And I know some people whose children are like that.
Sure.
I said, this is so hard for me to even wrap my head around because my life has been completely transformed. I go, how do you go back? I said, this is not even possible for me. And she goes, walk away from the one who saved our lives. It seems impossible. She goes, sometimes I worry I've been given a premonition that jihads are coming to our streets. And I ask myself, if one of them had a knife to my throat, unless I renounce Jesus, what would I do? She goes, I pray to never be in that situation, but also pray I would boldly stand strong. Our eternity is safe with him. And I said, I would totally stand strong too.
That's right.
I would totally stand strong too.
That's right.
You know, the difficult thing, and I hate to even think about this, is like somebody threatened one of our children, you know? So, but I'm not going to let my mind go there.
Back to you being gone in 25 years with the pillow over your head. That's it's a little more fun to think about that.
Anyway.
Well, we're on the topic. Can we do your God shot?
Let's
I'm ready for it.
It's time for Tina's God shot.
Feels like we're in the middle of it here, but no. The best is yet to come.
I came with, and I started talking about this last week, and this was the topic of rejection that I presented to Annette, that I really want to do
the women's ministry
topic on this, because everybody deals with rejection, and, it's the most common form of human trauma. And, this woman who was doing devotional said the act of rejection isn't a gift, but it can be a gift about what it teaches. And she cited this scripture, Psalm 27, verse 9 through 10. And this is David. David wrote this Psalm. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my helper. Do not reject me or forsake me, God, my Savior. Though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. And so when she was talking about this, rejection, she says, the Lord doesn't look at our outward appearance. He looks at our heart. And God made a promise to never leave us or forsake us in the midst of rejection. So this is what cued in me. Stop fixating on who walked away and discover who never left. And that's God. And that helps you with your rejection, because we all feel it. You know, we've all experienced it, whether friends or not getting a job, or it's just somebody in a group who just, you know, just
Who kicks you out of their group because you have a green bubble?
Oh, yeah.
That's rejection. Bubble. That's rejection
green
right there.
Green bubble guy right there. Green bubble guy. You were kicked out. So yeah, I think that that topic is so important, and there's so much supporting
for
scripture
women,
to help you heal. And men go through rejection as
of
well,
course.
Too. They get rejected by women all the time. Or,
oh, this is
you know,
true.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, so that was my God shot.
I love that.
Yeah. Isn't that cool? I love the stop fixating on who walked away and discover who never left.
I loved even how tonight when we walked out of the church, you were like, I gotta just stop doing this. And yet all it is, you get, you soak that stuff up right away, man. You're like, I'm changing my life right here. I'm doing this. I'm doing that.
I got
so
two
fantastic.
Very distinct messages, which is to stop gossiping.
No, you're not a horrible gossip.
I'm not, but I gotta stop. And I don't gossip a lot about people. But the little bit that, and stop like creating stories in my head about certain things.
Oh,
so okay. Yeah, I got strong messages for that. So, because it was all about being obedient. Mm-hmm. We talk about being obedient.
Yeah.
To like, God, doing what he tells you to do.
Here's this book. Follow my commands.
I love the Bible. And you know what? So then Pastor Brian brought up how Peter was crucified upside down. I'm like, I turned to you and go, was that in the Bible? You go, yeah. And I go, how did I miss that?
I think so. Cause I wasn't, I knew it.
You said yes to me. And I'm like, how did I miss that? So as soon as I got home, I started Googling it and it's not in the Bible.
No, it's not.
Yes.
No, it's not.
It's in the Acts
that he was martyred is in the Bible, but
yes.
The Acts of Peter, I think, which was written 100 years later.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. But I knew that story somehow, so I figured I just read it in the Bible.
Yeah, I did.
I'm sure Pastor Jimmy might have told me.
Because I was like, how did I miss that? That's a pretty big one. I'm crucified upside down. But
that's hardcore.
And then also, yeah. And so Bible study, hardcore. We started doing Revelation, and that is like.
Now that's hardcore.
Yeah. So, you know, it's Revelation is the letters to the seven churches in Asia Minor.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even that, I'm like, even though I've read it.
Right.
Yeah. And then, you know, what the different letters say and the symbolism in the letter and the significance of number seven.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really excited about this Bible study.
Okay.
So, anyway.
All right. We need to thank a few people.
Okay, let's do it.
We have our cork soakers out there.
Now it's time to hear from the cork soakers.
Just a few cork soakers, but enough. You know, it's always fun.
We got to hear from those cork soakers now.
What did you say?
What did you say?
Now it's time to hear from the cork soakers.
This is a value for value podcast. There's no premium content that you got to pay for. We put it all out there. We love hearing from you. We love receiving something through the PO box. There's so many wonderful things we've received. It's a little cobwebby lately, but
I blew the dust out of it the other day. I took my blower.
You go to currythekeeper.com, go to the about page. You can find out how to donate. If you, by the way, if you donate up to a total of $500, or if you're using a podcasting 2.0 modern podcast app, you actually can get it for less because we count the Satoshis a time and a half.
Yes.
You get the handsome Curry and the Keeper wine tumblers and, while they last, the Curry and the Keeper Salmon Yay coasters. And you become a Salmon Yay, which is a very exclusive club.
Yes.
Becoming more and more exclusive because we haven't had a new Sam. Well, we had Marco recently.
Yes.
And we spent $50 sending it. He spent $75 on import duty for some reason, but he's got them. He's got them. So we do have some executive producers and some people who sent in PayPals and boosted us. And he's back with $25. Omega Man.
Yes.
Who was our executive producer on the last episode. And he said it's a love offering is what he said in his PayPal, but he did have a question he sent in.
Oh, he did.
Yes. He had a separate question. Adam, back around 1994 or so, webcams were hitting the market. I had one of those quick cams, which was Logitech, that was shaped like an eyeball. Do you remember those?
Yes,
it was
I do.
A little gray eyeball.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And was surfing the web with my 14.4 modem. There are websites with lists of webcam live streams a person could click on and watch. I remember crossing a listing that said it was a live stream from your home office. Do you remember this? And was the stream live or a static image? And I shall tell you, I had two. I had the bird cam set up in New Jersey. Now, I think the bird cam was, it took an image every second because, you know, doing a live stream was almost impossible back in the day. And it was aimed at a little nest of birds that it hatched.
Oh.
But at the office in New York, I had a window that looked out over the Empire State Building. So I had the Empire cam. And it would take a, you know, every minute or so, it would take an image, and that would be on the web. And you could see the different colors of the Empire State Building. That was, so I, yeah, I was, I still have all those books in the garage of like the internet yellow pages when they thought that you could publish a book about every website.
The rat lives in those boxes now.
Okay. All right. So the point is that they were so weird back in the day. They thought they could have a yellow pages of the internet. Yeah. And I'm in it. So those will be worth money one day.
You're in those yellow pages?
Oh, all over them. Yeah. I had MTV.com. It was one of the first kind of websites.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Hello, Pioneer.
Hello. Yes. Yeah.
Danielle Williams, $25. Yes. Thank you, Daniel.
Has Daniel donated before?
Yes, he has. Okay. I don't know if he's Salmonier or where he is. Daniel, send a note from time to time. 9,000 Satoshis from Comic Strip Blogger.
Oh, CSB.
And CSB says, howdy, lovebirds.
Howdy.
Discover Bible Bites podcast.
Oh, yes. I've heard of this.
Fast, insightful, biblical teachings for your daily life. Perfect for a quick spiritual refresh anytime, anywhere.
Ah.
Subscribe now at Bible-Bites, B-Y-T-E-S, Bible-Bites.com for instant inspiration.
I like that.
Yo, CSB.
Mm-hmm.
Comics or blogger. You know,
I like it.
He actually left our podcast for a while saying it was too much God talk, and now he seems to be back, and he's promoting Bible Bites.
I like it.
I'm just saying. We're ready. We're ready for you, CSB. We're here for you, my brother. Any questions, let me know.
Yeah.
Mini Striper boost there, 7777 from Sir Brian with the cross-eyed. And he boosts in from Fountain. He says, if I have learned anything from this show, it's that Adam has, quote, chicken legs, scrawny arms, a pencil neck, and a tiny head.
Oh.
Yes, these are all the things you've said about me. That's correct. Vineyard Nation will not tolerate this kind of body shaming. So stop the hate, Tina. The guilty party knows exactly who I'm talking about, Tina. And conversely, I've only heard from him about how beautiful his employee is.
Oh, his employee.
But sometimes he should get a compliment, too. And as a heterosexual male, I can confidently say, bro, I think you're a total stud muffin. In the evening, y'all.
In the evening. Oh, sucking up to you. That's
very good,
is.
Brian. Very good. We got 3333 in the Satoshi's realm from Pastor Combsy.
Oh.
Pastor Combsy, a regular. Pastor Combsy's quote of the week. Here it is, the quote of the week.
Okay.
I wish I had been silent more and spent less time in meetings.
Oh.
St. Thomas Aquinas.
Yes.
How about that? Bless you both, he says with
Thank
a big
you.
Prayer emoji. Thank
like
you, Pastor Combsy.
I like that a lot.
3333 from Dakota Ice. Who says, need prayers for Southwest Florida with the arrival of Hurricane Milton.
Definitely.
We were scheduled to arrive in Fort Myers on Wednesday, but that's not going to happen. Milton's biggest impact on Florida will be when you're doing this week's show. Yes, we know.
I know.
We have been praying for all. And then Tommy Brake Fluid.
Tommy Brake Fluid?
Tommy Brake Fluid, who I think is new, so we're going to decant you, Tommy Brake Fluid.
You've been decanted.
500 Satoshis just binged all of The Curry and the Keeper in the last 3 weeks. New favorite show. Sorry, no agenda.
Uh-oh.
Boost.
All right, Tommy Brake Fluid, you're in,
like
man.
It.
Welcome to Vineyard Nation. You're officially a cork soaker.
Yes, welcome.
Thank you all to our Cork Soakers for episode 108 of Curry and the Keeper. We appreciate you all very much. It's wonderful. Go to curryandthekeeper.com. You can find out all about us, see all the previous episodes, and of course, find out where you can support the show.
That very first episode of ours was very...
Have you listened? Did you re-listen to it recently?
I don't think I can.
I don't think I can either.
I don't think I can.
I mean, I have to re-listen to episode 7 because that's where everything changed for us. I'd like to re-listen. Listen to that one.
I don't know.
But not advice.
Okay.
Not podcast listening advice.
You know what? It's time for the question of the week.
You know, I have a whole week to think about it, so I can do it for next week's episode.
The question of the week.
You are ominously quiet. Kind of concerning. There it is, the question of the week. Tina made up the question, so she already has her answer ready, so it's going to be tough on me because I'm hearing it for the first time. Here we go.
Okay. If you had to give your childhood a soundtrack, what would it be?
A soundtrack.
And why?
Well, interestingly enough, before you're a teenager kind of,
or childhood,
I would say it would have to be, Frankie Valli and the, I was a romantic kid. So the songs that I really liked were like,
were you courting the girls?
Why must I be a teenager in love? And, why do fools fall in, love?
Yes.
And, put your head on my shoulder. And I was real. And if you happen to see the most beautiful girl in the world,
huh?
And when I would, this is when I was like 10, 11. Oh, I was a very romantic, very homely looking kid.
Were you going after the girls?
I was thinking about it. I'm like, I was a sappy kind of love puppy.
Love puppy. There's your show title.
Took me a while. We finally got love puppy out of it. Okay. Yeah. Perfect.
Wow.
How about you?
Well, you know, my dad, we've talked about this. Yes. My dad was a lounge lizard. And so his music
was the soundtrack to your life.
The soundtrack to my life. And so the music that probably comes out for me at the top is Chicago. Does anybody really know what time it is? I mean, I remember this is seared in my brain.
Saturday.
In the park. I know. It's so great. And so, cause they would play those songs. And I remember my dad listening to the song, trying to figure out the lyrics. And I'll never forget this because my parents never really asked us questions. They were never participatory in our life. They were busy. They were driving them crazy. You know,
they never asked us our opinion or thoughts on anything.
Yeah. And I remember my dad asking me, what is this line in the song? Can you tell what it is? And it was does anybody really know what time it is? Uh-huh. And I was like, oh my God. And I was able to help him with that song. Aww. And I'll never forget that. So it was, soundtrack would be Chicago for sure.
Now there was one, here's a crossover.
And the best thing was I didn't mean to cut you off. The best thing was when you were courting me. And we were going out for maybe 3 months. And you go, I got tickets to Earth, Wind, and Fire in Chicago. And I'm like, you know, that is definitely a God wink now that I think about it.
Yeah.
That was a God wink. Mm-hmm, because how would you, I don't know if we talked about it or not, but you sealed the deal with that one.
You didn't tell me that?
And you spilled beer all over me at that concert.
I did.
Remember?
Yeah. I did?
Yeah, but it's okay. I'm still here. What were you going to say?
We have a crossover song.
Oh, we do.
From your dad and from my love puppy childhood. Heaven must be missing an angel, missing one angel child, because she's here with me right now.
Oh,
am I telling the truth?
You're telling the truth.
Okay.
Yeah. How about that? How'd you like that question?
Oh, man. It's too bad you have to get up early.
Oh, I know. And it's...
So I'm getting up with you, babe.
I know you are.
Yeah. You want coffee in the morning?
No, it's too
early. I'll make you a coffee.
No.
How about a coffee? So I don't get that text. Give me the coffee to everyone.
Oh, no decaf coffee?
No. Why don't I make a nice little...
Take it. What am I going to do with the cup? I'm not going to...
Put it in your suitcase. Leave it in the car. He'll bring it back. He'll bring it back. Yes.
Okay. Maybe
Robert will bring it back for you. I'll make you a nice decaf coffee.
Will you make me some eggs too?
Okay. Yes. Don't push it. Have a great trip, darling.
I will, sweetheart. Hopefully I won't fall this time.
No, you'll be fine. We'll see you next week.
All right. I love you.
I love you too.
Curry and the Keeper. Yeah, Curry and the Keeper. Curry and the Keeper.